have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring new good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Good evening, everybody,
and welcome to the Women Winning It. I tell you, I am just so glad to be alive, and I just give God the praise. So many things are going on so fast, and transitions are still all around us as we deal with the situation of COVID that has not gone away. Even though we're trying to push it out, we still have to be mindful, and we still have to be careful. My name is Loretta Petit. This is the Loretta Petit Show, Women Winning at Life, from Ministry to Marketplace. I want to have a word of prayer. Let's pray.
Father God, we come to thank you today for who you are. And God, we thank you, Lord, for how you show up in our lives. We come right now asking for forgiveness for my sin and transgression, Lord God. Help us to be able to see what's going on, understanding the times. And Father God, help us, oh God, to face those things that we need to face. Not shy away, oh God, from those things that's going to make a difference if we only would stand up and face them. Strengthen us now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Bless everyone connected to this program. We ask, oh God, a special blessing for everyone that's tuned in on today. We ask a special blessing also for my awesome producer, Ms. Kimmy Kim, and her family. We thank you now, God. It's in the name of Jesus that we pray. Amen. Amen. And thank God. Well, this is the day the Lord has made for us to rejoice and be glad in it, good people. Hey, listen, you got me today, me, myself, and I. We're going to be sharing with you today as we are preparing for this month. This month, July is up on us. So being that July is a brand new month, I'm going to say check your brake tags, check your license plate stickers, make sure that nothing's turning over this month that you would overlook that could get you a ticket, you know, a citation, or get you, you know, some fines or time in jail. So be sure that you check those things that may turn over at the end of a month as we have embarked upon a brand new month. And having embarked upon a brand new month, the focus for this month right here on the Loretta Petit Show is self-love. We want to focus on self-love this month. This is National Contract Sewing Month. This is National Baked Beans Month, National Grilling, Ice Cream, and Picnic Month. Yeah, this is the month that you get out, mix and mingle. Again, we still must be careful. We know that Independence Day is right around the corner, and this weekend kicking off on tomorrow for some people, they're just going to carry it all on in until Monday morning, having a good time celebrating and all of that good stuff. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. We need to find ways to enjoy life, find ways to laugh, find ways just to keep our spirits up because so much comes against us and tries to knock our spirits down. Amen, somebody. That is so true. Okay, so when we talk about self-love, it is the idea of learning to love ourselves. We struggle sometimes with that. And most of the people that you meet, they probably won't confess that they struggle with loving themselves. It's so easy and seems so in style to say, oh, I love me some me. You know, we can say that, I love me some me. But how much do you really love you? And that is the thing. So I want to focus on that this month, focusing on self-love. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go over some points this evening with you, some things I want you to think about. There's no right and wrong answers for me, nor anyone else, but, of course, for you, you've got to determine within yourself if you really are exercising love for you. Because what I found out is if we don't take time to really love ourselves, all of our hang-ups and all of the things that, you know, we have issues with comes out and sometimes can damage other people. So that's some of the mix-ups and situations we have in our relationships. We have hang-ups about how we feel about ourselves, and then we take in manifest that negative feeling off on somebody else. So again, it's important that we focus on loving us, ourselves. So having said that, I am embarking upon a journey with some other sisters. We are going on this self-love journey for the next 30 days. We are embracing a workbook by a social worker named Megan Logan. The book is called Self-Love, Workbook for Women, Release Self-Doubt, Build Self-Compassion, and Embrace Who You Are. So if any one of you that's tuned in today wish to come on that journey with us, it doesn't cost you anything except a little time and, of course, the purchase of this book so you can follow along and you can be in step with us. We're going to talk about it. We have activities, things that we need to examine ourselves on, and we have opportunity for conversation where we can encourage and support each other. Again, if you're interested in being a part of that journey, we kick it off on this coming Monday night, July the 5th. And if you want to be a part of that journey, I need you to inbox me on Facebook. Look for Loretta Petit. That might not be so easy because I have several Facebook pages, but this is what I'm going to give you so that you can reach out if you'd like to be a part of this journey. You can send an email to me at LorettaReviews@gmail.com. That's LorettaReviews@gmail.com. And you can send a text to 504-475-2555. Once again, you can send a text and say, I'd like to be on the self-love journey. Send that text to 504-475-2555. Now, you must do that today so that we will not lose any time with you being a part of that journey. So here is what social worker Logan, the author, has to say about self-love and why we struggle. She says, self-love seems like a simple enough concept, but why does it prove so elusive? All humans are hardwired for connection and belonging, but women nurturing has its roots in survival. In early hunting and gathering societies, women's activities centered around bearing and rearing children, gathering food and drink, and creating a safe home space. Today, as women, we often find ourselves taking care of our children, our parents, our friends, our lovers. We extend grace and compassion toward others so easily, yet we often struggle to make space and time to put ourselves first. Perhaps this stems from a family belief that we are selfish or undeserving. Maybe it comes from internalized societal messages, early childhood wounds, or deeply rooted trauma. Or perhaps we just don't take the time to prioritize ourselves. So true. So again, we're talking about self-love. Internalized beliefs of unworthiness are rooted in shame, and where there is shame, self-love struggles to grow. I have found that most women struggling to love themselves have a strong, critical internal voice. Rarely would they speak to their friends, family, or even an enemy the way they talk to themselves. Let me repeat that one. Rarely would women speak to their friends, family, or even an enemy the way they talk to themselves. Over time, this internalized critical narrative creates an automatic narrative, a well-worn pathway, like an 8-lane highway. While learning to practice self-love can sometimes feel like using a butter knife to chop down weeds and make a path through the thick jungle, just know that creating a new narrative and doing the exercises in the workbook that I just told you about will soon make way for a clearer and healthier pathway to emerge. Finally, I want to share with you where she says it shows up sometimes, this lack of self-love. It will show itself. And if you've been checking out this podcast for any length of time, you probably know that I experienced a lack of self-love in my upbringing years, through those young years, not because there was a lack of love in my home, but because there was such a lack of love in the nucleus around me when I wasn't in the home.
it was in my community. Sometimes it would show up in my school, and it affected me. It affected me greatly. And so it does show up. A woman who sacrifices her own needs and desires for everyone else is likely to eventually become resentful and frustrated. At first, it might look like giving and nurturing. Over time, she loses her sense of self and becomes exhausted, bitter, and unfulfilled. The reasons behind the lack of self-love are plenty, and the manifestations of an empty self-love tank can show up in many ways. The reasons might include hating our bodies, and the manifestations might be engaging in destructive patterns like dieting and binging and purging, compulsively body checking and comparing ourselves to others on social media. It might look like getting caught in an endless chase for emotionally unavailable or inappropriate partners in the fruitless attempt to feel special or wanted. It might look like staying in unhealthy relationships much longer than we should. A lack of self-love reveals itself when we focus on finding external sources to fuel us. This often leaves us feeling emptier on the inside. So that's an introductory to some of the things that we are going to be dealing with the sisterhood in our journey to self-love. Now, we are all at different stages. Everyone doesn't suffer from the same manifestation of self-love or the same degree of the lack of self-love. I should say the manifestations of the lack of self-love, nor do we all have the same degree of a lack in our self-love. But having said all of that, I do want us to put our best foot forward always. And when we listen to this podcast, it's all about bettering ourselves. And what does it take to get to there, to that place called better? Many times it's just one little baby step and you're better than you were before. Sometimes it's just one little mindset shift and you're better than you were before. So let's take the baby steps. Let's crawl if we must. Some of us can jump up and walk, and some could even sprint a little. But always, always, always take time to check yourself. Self-evaluation, I find, at the end of the day is really good because we can go over those interactions. We can go over those interactions. And, you know, I used to have that down pat. I mean, I had a routine of end-of-the-day self-evaluation. Somewhere along the line, I let that slip, and I need to get that back into a place called habit. I still do it, but I don't do it like I used to do it. It was habit. And so habit meant I did it every night religiously. And I went over those conversations of my day, and I would ask myself, I would say, self, were you too hard on that person today in that exchange? You seem to have come across a little bit hard. Maybe you owe that person an apology. Or self, did you take time to reach out to that person who said that they needed a listening ear? What happened to that? We got off track, didn't we? We meant to call her back, but we got off track. We need to check on her tomorrow. So I would go through my interactions, and I may have had 25 interactions that day before I got home. All of them didn't require any more than a quick look, a quick moment. That was good. That was good. That was a great exchange. Had fun there. That was good. Everybody was happy. Oh, I learned something. I learned da-da-da-da. So that's how I went through it. But then there was those that stuck out like a sore thumb. Why we had that tug of war? What was that struggle about? What was that conversation? Were we both trying to be the better one? Were we both trying to be the one? What was that struggle about in that conversation? How about that collector? Did I handle that person like they were really a person trying to do their job? Or did I handle them like if I had a gun, I would shoot through the phone? You know, so those things were so important to me because I am on a journey to be better. And
I've always been on this journey because I know where I was so many years ago that I did not love myself and that I did not appreciate my gifts, nor did I stand by my gifts to say, I know what I can deliver. I know what I'm capable of doing. It took a long time to get there. And so when I got there, I wanted to try and present my best foot forward. So, dear ones, on this journey to self-love, it doesn't mean that you're not as good as the Smiths or the Jones. It doesn't mean that. It's your personal best. You're in competition with no one but yourself. You know, you want to take what God has given you and you want to do the best you can with it. So when the Lord comes back for you and for it, he could have, of course, this that you have created or the legacy that you left because you touched somebody's life in a positive way. You demonstrated what living as a Christian was, and that person took that. They internalized that, and they created that same kind of life, and then they passed it down to somebody else, and they took that, and they internalized that, and they created a Christian lifestyle, and they passed it down to somebody else. That's the Christian legacy. And so as believers, we always want to what? Put our best foot forward. You know, we can all be ugly. We can all be mean. We can all act like the divas that don't care about nobody but ourselves. But that's not the spirit nor the mindset of Jesus Christ. And if we say that we're following after the Lord, we got to let go of that worldly foolishness, the housewives of this and the housewives of that and, you know, this diva and that diva and all of that. That's cute for entertainment, but let's keep it in perspective. It's cute for entertainment, but it's not to be binge-watched because that stuff seeps in your spirit. So you have to change the channel sometimes. Sometimes you got to watch something that's a little bit different, something that's going to feed your spirit with something a little bit, you know, more special and more loving and more Christ-alike. So just keep that in mind when we're talking about self-love. Hey, listen, you like to connect with me, you can. You can shoot me an email, LorettaReviews@gmail.com, LorettaReviews@gmail.com, or, of course, you can send me a text at 504-475-2555 with any question, with any concern. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, tell me what you do. I would love to talk to you and find out if there's something that could really be beneficial to the women who listen to the Loretta Petit Show, Women Winning at Life from Ministry to Marketplace. So now let's look at, for the next few minutes, steps to achieving self-love. These are things that I want to drop on you today and let you, you know, roll this around a little bit and see if this works for you, if this can help you in any way. The first thing, top of my list is, again, you're not in competition with no one but yourself. So stop comparing yourself to other people. Now, that was a lesson, being transparent here, that I had to learn some years back. I had to learn I'm not in competition. Why am I trying to compare? I can give you some reasons why we do it. Oh, because that dress fits her better than it fits me. Oh, that hairstyle looks real good, but I know I could, you know, I could really wear it and it looks much better on me. Then you go out and you get all your hair cut, or you get your hair colored purple on one side and red on the other side. You know, you just go out there and you do these things, and then once you do it, you're like, I wish my hair was longer. I cut all this off and I don't even like it on me. So you go and you get all tatted up, or you go and you get all pierced up because you don't like the way you look with all the gold ring sticking out your nose, or with all these big earrings in your ear. Now, listen, I'm not trying to say none of that's wrong. You have to decide that for yourself. People like tattoos. People like piercings. That's great. But what I'm getting to, the bottom of it is, love you. With or without your earrings, with or without your tattoos, love you. Because I love my jewelry. I love my necklaces, my earrings. I love all of that. But when I don't have access to that, which is very, very, very rarely, but there are times I don't have access to that. But do I still love me? Can I still bring it? Can I still bring it? Can I still come and make that presentation? Can I still come and tell you about you know, what the Lord has done for me? Can I still witness? Can I still minister? Can I still be a good friend without all of that? Yes, because I love me. And so we want to say first and foremost, stop comparing yourself to others. We're socialized to be competitive. So comparing ourselves to others sometimes come across as just a thing to do, but it can be dangerous. So I want to remind you, stop comparing yourself. We're on a journey to self-love. Secondly, don't worry so much about other people's opinions. In the book that I penned in 1996, there was a poem I wrote in that, and that poem was Delivered from the Opinions of Others. And I didn't write it just to write it. I wrote it because I had been on that journey for a while, and I finally got to the place where I had to put that in perspective. I had to remember, this person does not pay my rent. This person does not purchase my clothing. This person does not make sure that I eat. This person contributes nothing to me. So why am I giving this person the highest place in my life to care about their opinion? So once I put that in perspective, I was on to something. So your second point is, don't worry about others' opinions. In the same vein, don't worry about what society thinks or expects of you. You can't make everyone happy. And that goes back to a saying my mother used to tell me, you can please some of the people some of the time, but you can never please all of the people all of the time. So I want to encourage you, don't waste your time. Don't slow yourself down on the journey to being your best self by caring too much about what others think of you. Then I want to encourage you to not be so hard on yourself. I am my worst critic. And then my youngest daughter comes next. But listen, allow yourself to make mistakes. That's my third point. Allow yourself to be imperfect. You are imperfect. I don't care how cute you are. I don't care how expensive your clothes are. I don't care how long it took to get your hair together. You are imperfect, and so am I. So allow yourself to make mistakes. We're told again and again from a young age, nobody's perfect. Everyone makes mistakes, right? But the older we get, the more pressure we feel to never fail, right? So I want you to cut yourself some slack. Be good to you. You deserve it. Cut yourself some slack and allow yourself to make mistakes. And I want to also impress upon you, as you love yourself, when you look at your body, how hip-heavy you might be or how bust-heavy you might be, how dark your skin is, how light your skin is, or how your hair doesn't grow right or whatever, your value doesn't lie in those things. Those are just parts of your outward package. Your value does not lie in the fact that your hair doesn't go past an inch. God gave you something special, and you have it on the inside. So understand that your value doesn't lie in the fact that you're not pencil thin or that you're not the perfect shade of a perfect tan. Remember, your value doesn't lie in that. It's fundamental, people. It's fundamental. So many things in the world want to distract us from this powerful truth. Sometimes we even internalize the fact that, oh, well, since that's a male and I'm a female, oh, naturally, I'm not going to be as good as him, or I'm not going to be as good as him at this or at that. But you are valuable. You are valuable. Even though you're female, you are valuable. You are valuable because you are you, not because of the shape of your body, the color of your skin, the longness or shortness of your hair, the coarseness or the softness of your hair, the long eyelashes you wear. It doesn't make you valuable. It makes you cute, but not valuable. Hey, listen, know this, that what you wear is not going to make you valuable. So wear what makes you feel good. If it's a lot or if it's a little, if it's big jewelry, a little jewelry, wear what makes you feel confident, comfortable, and happy. You are indeed valuable. Learn to love yourself past all of these external things, all of these eyes that may be watching you, all of these mouths and tongues that may be yabbing about you. Learn to love yourself past all of that, because they talked about Jesus. They rolled their eyes. They yapped their tongues. They said all kind of mean things about our Lord, but he didn't get distracted. He continued to do what he came to do. I want to encourage you to continue to be who God created you to be. Take what God has given you and make it work to glorify him and to edify the kingdom. I pray today you've been helped. This has truly been a blessing, something I enjoy talking about. Again, if you'd like to come with us on this self-love journey, send that text to 504-475-2555. Once again, that's 504-475-2555. Let me know. We'll hook you up with the team, and we'll get going. We're kicking it off on this coming Monday night. Wish us well. Pray for us. I know so many are going to be happy that they took this journey, and it might even include you, right? Okay, so I know until next time, my friends, I do want you to continue to put your best foot forward. And, of course, this month we're focusing on self-love. Want to give a shout-out to my awesome producer, Miss Kimmy Kim, and to the entire Elation Radio family. I thank God for you, and I'm continuously lifting you in prayer that God will do bigger, better, and greater things in your lives. This has been the Loretta Petit Show, Women Winning at Life, from Ministry to Marketplace. And by the grace of God, I must tell it, yes, by the grace of God, I too am winning at life. Till next time, bye-bye.